than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Look out, Captain. A nuclear missile, guided by a blind man in a wheelchair. We're going to die.
Relax. It's just the typical confusion podcast hosted by Jim Holiday.
Oh my God, he's so sexy and cute. Come to me, Jimmy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Typical Confusion Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Holiday, and after all this, we finally got our guest in the room. She's here now, so go ahead and unmute your mic. There we go. We finally got it. Now, what about the other lady? I don't think she's going to join us, right?
She might be joining us.
She might. Okay.
Wanted to make sure that we were
working.
That we figured it out before.
We'll see how it goes. This is rocket science, man, at its finest.
Well, we are rocket scientists, so we figured it out.
Okay. Well, it sounds pretty clear, doesn't it? It sounds like you're sitting right.
Yeah, it does sound pretty
like
clear.
You're right in the room, you know. So, well, that's cool. So, we're gonna talk.
Cool. This is really exciting. So let's give a little plug for the app first,
right?
Because Backpack Live is a pocket studio, pocket podcast studio,
right?
That you can interview. Everybody has access to this, and that's one of the things that we are all about, is access for all.
Right, exactly.
And so that is a great way to start this.
Yes, it is. Hello? Oh, I just lost her. What the hell? It was...
Can you hear me now?
What happened? What did you do?
I'm not sure. I think I somehow turned off my microphone. Sorry about that. So one of the important things to us is access for all, to technology, to the understanding, to whatever training people want. We want them to be able to have access.
Yeah, I got
to it.
My hold on.
So
I just got a notification from Uber Eats. Like, I care about food at this point. So let me turn my phone.
You should always care about food. You should always care about food. Food is your friend. Food is your friend.
I gotta figure out the term "do not disturb."
Uber Eats, bring me some food. Uber Eats, bring me some food.
Do not disturb on.
All right. Well, the notification didn't affect me. I didn't hear anything. So, just so you know, I didn't hear.
All right, hold on. Lord, this thing is crazy. This is good. We are so focused. Okay, I gotta. I gotta make sure that this. Now we gotta do. I'm trying to get this so I don't get inner. Okay. I'm gonna remove Uber Eats. Oh, let me remove.
You're kind of quiet now, actually.
Remove.
Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want to get everything perfect, but you can. It didn't affect the audio at all. I didn't hear, but now, it's
I'm
quiet.
Not, I'm not speaking.
I don't know what you want to do.
Can you hear me? I wasn't speaking. I was removing. Yeah, I was removing apps.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know why you're doing that.
So that it doesn't interrupt me while I'm in recording session here. Okay, so now we're good.
Okay.
So is she coming in or should we just start in?
We have to start.
So why don't you... You're Diana... Is it Diana, Diana? I'm getting... I'm going to make sure I get...
It's Diana. Diana. Okay. So I'm Diana Bravo.
What a name. Great.
Yeah, I'm Diana Bravo. I'm a bird mother and a human mother and a grandmother. I'm in Aurora, Colorado. And I've learned so much this year about technology, about tools. Now I'm learning about AI tools and about environmental impact of technology, about water conservation and all kinds of amazing life changing information.
You're a young girl. You're like 48, right?
Yeah, I'm a grandmother. Yeah, I'm 48. My grandbaby just turned
40. Oh, wow. That's so how many kids do you have?
Yeah. I have my daughter and my stepdaughter. The grandbaby.
Okay, so how old's your daughter?
24. And my stepdaughter's 27.
Mm-hmm. One of these days, I got to find me an eligible bachelorette. I'm like, time is running out on us old men because I'm like over 50.
You're really quiet.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I just moved the mic closer. So, all right. So what is this project that is called what now? The project that we were talking about.
Oh, goodness. The project that we were talking about, when we originally talked about.
Well, we were going to talk about, what were we going to talk about? Crypto wallets.
Crypto wallets and securing.
And now we got AI.
Identity.
So maybe we could do all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what the curriculum has changed to is really exciting because by using the AI and this app, actually, that Lady Millard. Diana Smith, she went in and designed an app, created an app that can be used. There's no paywall for entering, so ChatGPT is all the rage, right? It's taking the tech world by storm. So many people, can access it. They let it be free for 2 months or something, and now you have to pay to use it. Well, Lady Millard did not like that, and so she went into their open source their open source content of a different model.
Right.
It's not ChatGPT. It's a different model that they developed that actually has a more complete data set, so that it's even more information available. And she made Chai, which is conversational AI, and that is free and accessible to people around the world who were not able to access, even, you know, some people weren't able to access ChatGPT because of their, because of disabilities,
right,
and the voice recognition, the limitations,
right,
of voice recognition software. Some people weren't able to access it because of the,
right,
nation where they live, the sanctions against certain nations around the world. There's some governments that have limitations on their people. There's a number of reasons that we've encountered that people,
right,
were not able to access it before. And
oops, you're off again. What the hell? Hello? Hello? Oh, there. Yes. What happened there?
Is that better? That's weird. My screen went.
Yeah, when the screen goes, can you turn your screen off so it doesn't go to sleep? So that'll kick you out when the screen goes to sleep. So you got to turn your screen to make sure it doesn't go to sleep.
Okay.
So she made this app so everybody can use it, and there's no sanctions against anybody. Well,
yep. And so, it was pretty cool. There were 900 users in 5 days. It was pretty exciting. And so, you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback on it that it, you know, the so using it and training your AI to be the personal assistant that you need to can really help you get a lot of things done. You know, some people were just expecting, you know, they can just feed it prompts.
Oh, lost again. Oh God. Hello? Yes, now I've got you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, he's in her.
That's weird. Okay, so I was in the settings to turn so the display wouldn't turn off, and I guess that turned it off. Okay, so where
we were talking, you were talking about
cut me off.
The AI and everything. Right.
Yeah. So it's really important. It's really important to recognize that, no one else should be training
AI.
Only
you should train it.
Because then, to wrap your head around, really, when you have your AI and you want to train it to give you the results that you want. So you're not just feeding prompts into a box, which is what it feels like at first. You know, you have to think about that the end goal is to have a digital assistant that can get you the results that you're looking for. So when you're starting to use a tool like this, and it's Chai, which is really cool. It's conversational.
Right.
AI, and it's trychai.org is the website. It's even the aesthetics of it, are the colors that are used are
right
to help visually impaired people be able to distinguish the text on the screen. It's really, really thoughtfully
put together,
created.
Sounds like Chinese food, try chai.
But as you're well, it's magical that way, because if you think about drinking a warm cup of chai, that's the environment that you want to be, like the vibration that you want to be sitting in when you're thoughtfully teaching your AI what you need. Okay, so. And there's some other history behind why that happened, but the Chai community is really intent, you know, the intention for the chai community is to spread that warmth, right? To hold that. That's the energy. You don't just, you're not just typing characters
right
into a box. You're training your digital personal assistant to give you what you need. And so that is really, you know, something that, that with that intention, I think it changes the relationship with the information that right. you're going to get, you know, and then consequently the content that you're able to produce, you know, by, you know, through the results that you need. And of course, you know, a digital anything needs to be human right. reviewed. You can't just take whatever it gives you and then just publish it immediately. You need to look at it, see if it is what right. you want, you know, and then it needs the human hand, because it's just, and depending right. on the question that you're giving it, you know, the quality of your question determines the quality of your results. So the more information you give it, like if you have a bunch of information, you've been trying to write something for a while and you're just hitting writer's block, but you've got a list of all the ideas, all of right. the pieces of it, and you put that into the chai, it's going to deliver you an absolutely complete, you know, result that you can, you know, if you need it to format it, or, you know, put it into like blog posts or whatever, but you already have all the ideas and you're just stuck with as right. far as the flow, that is, it's magical for that. It's completely, you know, it can take writers' ideas and put them into coherent sentences and get you over the hump of being able to deliver the content that you're trying to teach and get out of your own way. You know?
Here's Upper Darby's own Jim Croce walking back to Georgia.
I'm walking back to Georgia, and I hope she will take me back. Nothing in my pockets, and all I own is upon my back. But she's the girl who said she loved me on that hot, dusty Macon road. And if she's still around, I'm gonna settle down without a hot, loving Georgia girl. Mm-hmm. I'm walking back to Georgia. She's the only one who knows how it feels when you lose a dream, and how it feels when you dream alone. But she's the girl who said she loved me on that hot, dusty Macon road. And if she's still around, I'm gonna settle down without a hot, loving Georgia girl. Georgia, can you hear me calling? Oh, I'll be home in just a while. And if I had to, I'd be crawling just to share another morning smile. But you're the girl who said you love me on that hot, dusty long ago. And if you're still around, I'm gonna settle down with you, my hard-loving Georgia girl. Because I'm walking back to Georgia, and I hope she will take me back. Nothing in my pockets, and all I own is upon my back. But she's the girl who said she loved me on that hot, dusty Macon road. And if she's still around, I'm gonna settle down without a hard-loving Georgia girl.
Thanks to Deanna Bravo
for joining us on the Typical Confusion podcast.